Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
This isn't keeping us on pace.
We are recording.
All right. Well, welcome to Gates in Space. Ah, there you go. We're
broadcasting from inside a colon.
No, we're not.
With slightly dysfunctional
audio. We're in the duodenum.
No, we're in the wired, remember?
Oh, that's right. We're in the wired. If you follow.
Rob confuses me.
Present
easily.
Day.
Like I didn't, so.
Present time.
I'm not going to take part in the goofiness.
No. Whoa. I'm out on the goofiness. Introductions. I am Jeff Hemo States.
Rob Commander Taco Malda.
Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
Nate Mixmaster Ostendorf.
Who's handily
Chris, no nickname, Debona.
Once again, actually marking the first time that a special guest star makes a second appearance.
Wow, so I'm like the second guest star in his second...
It's good to have you on the show again, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Join the Partners Club.
You were among our most popular guests. So,
how many guest stars have you actually had, other than me?
Well, we've had Emmett in. We've had Jamie in.
Yeah, but you were
Robin
had,
in.
We've had Rob Limo in.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've had
that's
a few
that's
people.
That's pretty good. You know?
A whole array of people came to visit.
I
have to say, that's probably about the best intro music that we've ever had.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
It sounded
that's,
appropriate.
That's CO2 on the MC303.
Actually, a lot of people email me and ask where we get the sounds from. They're you know, it's the MC303 that
you just chop it apart.
The Roland
is
Groove
this
Box.
Is this like the 303 that came after the original, like whatever, the RB303?
The TB303?
Yeah.
TB303.
This is the MC303.
So it sounds pretty bad. I mean,
it's not
pretty good.
Too bad.
Like that. Not bad,
bad,
bad.
Bad, good, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting stuff about the 303 on the internet. The funny part is that a lot of people hate it because...
it typifies 80s music. I mean,
right.
You know, 80s music wouldn't have happened without it.
Their biggest
thing
is, it's like a remake is the thing. It's not like what was actually used in the 80s. So there's like this anti-303 backlash.
It's retro
really cool
styled,
box.
So it looks like the old,
it's
the
a
old
little
style 808s and stuff.
Well, the 808s had like that wood veneer or whatever. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very badass.
Listen to the bass of the 808 kick.
Biggity, biggity. Oh,
we can.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, we could form our own little techno band, you know, and
yeah, just with bodily functions.
I mean, look at Kraftwerk, okay?
I'd rather not that.
Yeah, I mean, that's you could generate that. How hard can that be?
We just did, as a matter of fact.
In fact, we are Kraftwerk 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Excellent. We
you said Electric Boogaloo.
Is there a prize?
Well, you were inside of a colon, so dude.
No, we're in the wired.
Sorry, we're in the wired.
That's right.
We can't decide
now,
where we are.
This is for Cowboy Neil because he's a big fan of Lane. So
yeah. Well, we're all big fans of Lane, at least those of us who've seen it.
I haven't seen it yet, so
yeah.
It sounds super creepy, so I want to check
yeah,
it out.
It's very impressive. I'm in the middle of Battle Athletes right now for my anime.
Battle Athletes.
It's
what
great.
Part of the same ridiculous naming convention.
Stories from the Danger
Cowboy
Room.
Cowboy Bebop.
No, the best part is the first sequence in Battle Athletes that you see is women running across Antarctica pulling steamrollers, and there's just
right
like hundreds
on.
Of them, and they run off cliffs, and they're crushed by their steamrollers, and then they
look
go
out for the polar bear.
They go through a minefield, and they like keep getting blown up. It's absolutely ludicrous, but it amuses me to no ends.
Yeah, and Jeff Cowboy Bebop, dude, don't knock it until you've seen all.
I
of
that. Have seen Cowboy Bebop. Thank you. I enjoyed it. I think the soundtrack is excellent.
All right.
However,
Cowboy Bebop,
I think it has the same naming convention as the guy who came up with the Red Shoe Diaries, you know, stuff like that.
So Potter has picked his DJ name, too. That's what I'm hearing.
Or
so
he's picked for him.
Good news this week.
Yeah, DJ Circumcision.
Ooh. I didn't pick that. That
DJ
was assigned.
I liked DJ Foreskin. I thought that would be
his foreskin number
that
four.
Either. That one was assigned.
You were given DJ
well,
Foreskin.
Well, you know,
so,
Potter,
God.
What's really the best name? The one you earn
you
or the one you choose?
Oh, maybe I'll call my parents and ask them what my DJ name should be.
DJ John.
It'll be
Sweet
Johnny.
What, is your, what does your dad
is.
Call you? He calls you...
Hans?
Yeah, Hans. DJ Hans.
Now it's the time when sprockets went away, Dan.
Yeah, is that good, Nick?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Lead us, Hans, in a big dance craze.
So we should all be expecting a mixtape out from you soon, right? Complete with some battle breaks?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just want to promise that to our real listeners you can hear the special Geeks
all
in Space hip-hop version.
And if, in fact, you don't hear about this in the next week, you should email him.
Email
Potter.
Bug him until he cuts some wax for you.
Why isn't
Cowboy
your music
Neil
in Napster yet?
It is.
Dude, I'm available.
He got a new mixer now, so he has no excuse.
I'm available if you need, guitar. I can play, several notes, just not in a row.
That's okay.
You play them in a row. You just replay them over and over and over.
I haven't got them
and
right
then
yet.
I go downstairs.
Hey, if I can get two measures and loop it, I think we'll be all set.
The important learning rules that we've all learned about techno. You don't need to play a lot. You can loop it.
Loop.
Unless you're a Scooter, in which case you have to scream over anything good you have.
Scooter.
Yeah, it's like this one techno guy. Great licks, really great sounds, but then he starts like
Yoko.
Just want to, beat the hell up. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or like Moby's punk stuff.
Yeah. Moby, the early years. Really bad.
Interesting. I told Nate this. Moby and Natalie Portman were dating for a while.
This is what's creepy to me. This is bigger news than anything on Slashdot.
Yeah. I know.
Moby.
No, that makes sense.
There's a very big constituency of Natalie Portman.
It makes
Portman
sense
fans.
Because they're both Vegas.
Cue ball head and the queen.
I will not recommend a course of action that will lead us into war. However, funky
rock
dancing
body,
will be allowed.
Rock your body. Oh, sorry, I'm not going to even try to do Moby.
I got the whole Vegas thing.
If you look at the Next is the E single, there's this whole two paragraph thing about how it's not about ecstasy, and he would never tell anyone to go use it, and blah blah
no,
blah
he's,
blah.
Well,
he's
anti-drug.
Anti-drug.
Yeah. Doesn't like drugs at all.
He had an album called Animal Rights. Come on. He's not about wearing fur.
He's not.
He shaves his head, He hates fur. He doesn't even want his own fur.
Vegan.
That's kind of hard to find.
Christian as well.
Yeah, he's pretty religious and stuff.
Yeah.
He's got great music, though. I don't want to imply that I think the people who are Christian can't do music well, because obviously Moby is the example, right?
Amy Grant.
Yeah, Amy Grant.
Michael W. Smith.
Who?
These are very bad examples.
Rich Mullins,
Steve Green.
A friend of mine was in
Christian music.
Yeah, but there's good ones like Phil Keaggy.
Phil Keaggy is awesome.
Phil Keaggy is good.
A friend of mine was in Hammer is a Christian music guy now.
Yeah, that's because he got broke.
Yeah,
he ran out of money and had to turn to God.
Well, I think that he turned to God after he had some drug thing going on. That's how he
really.
Got it.
I didn't think there was a drug thing. I thought he was always a high on life guy.
Really? Yeah. I don't really. My Hammer knowledge is pretty limited.
My knowledge pretty much consists of whatever I've seen. In 20 minutes of Behind the Music.
Exactly. That is where America gets all of its nutritional daily content of Rockstar Bio
and the Facts of Life.
Yeah.
All Music Guy. I read the you read a lot. I read a lot of All Music Guy entries too. So.
Wow.
What news do we have?
America Online. Well, they're doing a good job protecting the children.
Won't somebody please
say about children?
Will you let them be?
Yeah. I said we got to turn off the phone.
They can't hear that. It's deep inside my pocket. My coat pocket, which I'm not even wearing.
Oh, I forgot my phone again.
He's too lazy to get off his butt and shut it off.
I'd have to unzip stuff.
If you're calling Jeff, call back later.
We can always. This is live, though.
We can always just cut this 3 minutes out of it and post.
But we
almost never do.
We always say that.
We're always too lazy.
The only thing we do in post is occasionally bleep ourselves out for comedic value.
All right, so AOL, liberals protecting.
AOL protecting kids from liberals. They've got web filter thing going on, to protect
the
kids.
Is this for everybody, or is it just something you have to turn on?
Is it an optional thing?
I think it's
something
you turn on.
I'm assuming you have to turn it on. I can't imagine that AOL...
Well, yeah, they're
going
to shut off half the internet for 20 million people.
Well, what else do AOL users do? They're porn hunters, aren't they?
Well, I'd like to say this about AOL before we continue. If it wasn't... I think AOL is actually serving this really vital service, because if you look at this country... the way that they treat gay folks and stuff, it's AOL is the way they would find each other in these little small towns where they would get beaten up if they were out really gay, right? So AOL has this huge gay constituency that people never talk about, and it's really kind of a cool thing that they do. So I just say that in their defense.
So
on the other hand,
there was no internet for a while for these folks.
On the other hand, 60% of my spam comes from at AOL.com email addresses.
As well, if the analysis that's been done of porn membership, it's something like 40% of all porn is from AOL.
And again, not that we're implying that gay people are more into porn or that porn is wrong, but unless you're Christian.
They spam you.
If you're Christian, then we're implying that porn is wrong. Because we don't want to offend anyone.
I think you just did.
I think you just offended just about everybody.
Oh, cool. Does anybody that you know, anybody in this city actually listen to us that could like beat us up?
No.
Okay, cool. Then we're safe. Yeah, they're
you are on lewds. All right, now go ahead.
I'm not on lewds. I can't afford lewds.
Yeah, call it the lewds.
I don't know where to buy lewds,
dude.
The well, basically, yeah, their filters. Well, they had the lists of things that you know they were filtering and not filtering, and basically what it came down to is. Well, if you're a Republican, you would definitely have no problems with the filters. But if you perhaps were slightly more liberal than, say, your average George
Bear?
W. Bush. Actually, George Bush is like a dopehead.
Well, you know, how about
right?
George
right.
Will? You know, Steve Case is like a
yeah,
big
George Will. I like that.
Stuff, you know, I mean,
right.
He's always been very, yeah, I guess, prominent in giving money to the Republican Party and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so surprised, I guess. My conspiracy theorist mind is
your conspiracy theorist
well.
Mind goes overdrive. See, yeah, I tend to think that it's you know they probably have like one guy whose job it is to do to like set this filter up, and he didn't. He, this is just what he thinks. You know, well, it's bad. You know, and it's not like if they would have ran it through a committee.
It's like
know,
we had one guy with 1,000 moderator points
right,
going
yeah.
around.
If you, yeah, well, yeah. We each actually, I think most of the people in this room have 1,000 moderator points.
Well, you know what I mean, actually. Per thing.
Right. This guy likes Microsoft. We should vote him down.
Excellent. Actually, I'd like to say for the record, Nate is the only one who does that.
Who likes Microsoft?
No, I'm oh. No moderate. Never mind.
Who moderates that? Actually, I was pretty impressed. Mr. Kurt the Pope, he came in and he's like, I got moderator access and I used up all of my points in the Microsoft story. And I'm like, really? And he did, and he moderated well.
Yep.
He didn't like moderate up, you know, just because somebody liked Microsoft. He didn't moderate down just because they were anti-Microsoft. I was very proud of him. He's a big boy. He also thanks everybody who sent him gin recipes.
had that gin recipe last night. That was pretty
yeah,
good.
The,
yeah, very
the,
good.
The most tasty of the gin recipes that we received was, for those of you who didn't tune in last week, it was tax day, and Kurt being the, for lack of better terms, BSI accountant, the paper guy, it was tax day. He needed liquor, so we suggested gin drink recipes, considering he's a gin fanatic. The best recipe was a shot of orange juice, a shot of gin, a splash of sweet vermouth, splash of dry vermouth, chilled, you know, shaken, really cold. Very tasty, kind of like the sweet martini.
So
very
I think
tasty.
We should move to whiskey, since there's so many whiskey fans here.
Well, that's exactly what
that's
I was going to say, is we should make this an ongoing trend, and I think this week...
Kurt
doesn't
wrap them
drink
all up.
Whiskey,
oh, this is the best
well, yeah, but Kurt's the one who gets all the email anyway, so Kurt right. can sort through all of it.
Whiskey drinks.
And you should do like a Mr. Boston's guide online.
A whiskey drink. He drinks
you know?
A lager drink.
Like, you know, geek drink recipe.
He drinks a lot of
cool,
drink.
You know? And totally. Everyone can flame you for doing it.
I was trying to start on everything, the everything drink list. And
well,
there
we'll
is
just
one.
Do that as a quest.
I started doing one, and you know, it kind of died. But you know, I like put like the three drinks I drink, you know, in it, and then
there's
not
one
that
that's like
our
everything alcoholics, which has like 100 or so.
Really
yeah.
Cool.
Everything bartender.
Oh, everything bartender.
Everything bartender.
Right.
Cool.
Of course, drinking too much is not something that BSI nor any of its corporate affiliations
did say is
last night. Except last night.
Yeah. Well. I think Kurt's story covering.
Yeah, he's a little hungover.
Yeah, well, last night I ordered a martini and they just gave me a glass of gin.
Actually, it wasn't
very dry.
Actually, it wasn't so much a glass as it was
a pitcher,
20-gallon bucket.
Well, let's leave the shaker here at the table.
All right, so let's talk about the news. There's an idea. Oh, hey,
Unix.
Here's something that hasn't gone up, but Jason Haas of Linux PPC, who was in a car accident, he was back online. He sent mail out. He's recovering. He's recovering nicely now. So
that's good.
That's a good thing.
Kind of scary.
He's been through a lot. Might just solve our mortality going tomorrow, you know?
Jason's a cool guy. He has a hot girlfriend. I guess they're married.
It's his wife. I remember reading the web pages that his wife made, and I think a lot of credit is due to her.
Yeah.
Because she's been through a lot, and I think she's a really strong woman for, you know, having to deal
to
with
to put
that.
Up with Jason? I like Jason. He's he submitted good stuff to Slashdot in the past. He's a nice guy. He's fun to talk to. He knows his stuff.
Well, we're officially glad he's okay, then.
Official policy. Glad you're doing better.
But next week.
Well, no, you know, I mean,
happy birthday.
It's always sad when somebody that you know. I mean, see a lot of guys at trade shows, you know, and you know, he's one of the guys that you run into at all the trade shows, and he's, you know, it's not cool seeing somebody get hurt.
No.
Anyway, on a less hurt note, Unix.com on eBay is supposedly going to be sold on eBay. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. That's pretty groovy.
Is this real or is it a hoax?
I think it's real from what I.
Well, has anyone followed the link and seen what the bidding's at or anything?
No, it hasn't started yet. They're not putting the bidding up until the second week of May. May 11, I think, is when they start the bidding.
So I got Sun goes proxy bid set.
Yeah,
the Sun or AT&T, and then
well,
some
here's
huge
the deal though:
lawsuit.
Is that it's a trademark, right? And it's owned by the Open Group.
Yeah,
I've been CC'd on a few emails from people back and forth, mostly to the Open Group saying, "Don't you guys own this trademark?" So it'll be interesting
to
see what happens.
That's kind of weird because usually, I mean, there was that law that came to thing about the domain name squatting and everything, but they said if you had it before, it's really weird. Like, I mean, if this domain name's 20 years old, I mean, you can make a good case that should have been litigated.
How
over
old is the Unix.com domain?
I mean, I know it's not 20 years old, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, now I'm going to check, thanks to the power of the Internet.
ISDN line.
Leverage the power of the Internet to further your...
You all sound like that commercial.
Record created in 1993.
Well, that's not so new.
That's not so new. But it's not, at least he's not a domain squatter.
Well, you never know. I mean,
it is just one guy.
Who owns it? Yeah, I mean,
Tim Bass at silkroad.com.
Okay.
I do not know this man. But he's...
You don't know Tim, he's a good guy. Yeah, we used to go out for drinks.
Yeah, you went to school with him, dude. He's your brother.
My brother, No.
He's his father.
The other night I was hitchhiking.
You
shove
off your head's there.
He's a good guy.
No, I wanted the... I was thinking everybody in the room, we each throw in $5, we put a bid in, and then we can all have @unix.com email addresses.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's five people
I'm
in
sure
here.
We'd be able to get it for $25.
Bucks? Sure. $25, that's our official bid, Tim, if you happen to hear this.
I'll up it to 30.
30.
Holy cow.
That means you get two email addresses.
Chris and Christy. Yeah.
Chris and Christy. Are you giving it to your wife? See, Christine at unix.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you guys, otherwise you're going to be fighting over the Chris account.
No, we won't.
You have a.
We actually have a protocol. It's all the addresses. She is Christine and I'm Chris on her domains.
You already got the linux.com email address. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
I bought that for VA. That's one of my claims to fame. So I'm part of the problem, everybody. I'm part of the problem.
Fred, thanks you.
Yeah, I bet.
NVIDIA releasing Beta X Pre86 4.0 drivers. This was submitted. It's got to hold some sort of record for mass submissions.
Was this the binary driver or the regular driver?
I believe it's the open source driver.
Because I've seen both. The open source, because VA actually helped out with this. I don't want to sound like a corporate chill here at all. It's basically there's a binary driver and a free driver. The free driver is actually slower. But I actually saw the binary driver in operation, and just from a geek coolness standpoint, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was
fast. Is this going through DRI? I mean, what's it doing for its 3D stuff? It's
OpenGL. I don't know. I mean, Walt worked on that stuff, so I don't know enough.
Yeah, that's always the big stickler when you're dealing with the 3D stuff. Is just
you have to use the standard.
What standard you're going through? Because I mean, OpenGL, but it's slow.
Well, it is. It's OpenGL.
OpenGL now, if they implement that through DRI, correct me if I'm wrong, that's friggin' fast.
I have no clue. I just remember seeing the demo.
Yeah, you need some kind of hardware acceleration in there.
I mean, usually when I have a question like this, I email Frank LaMonica and say, "Dude, can you explain this to me? Because I'm kind of dumb."
Frank, what's going on? Can you explain? You guys are smart.
Let's see. And there's a review of the GeForce 2. Actually, it looks like Jeff posted earlier today as well.
That is a superhero cartoon called the GeForce.
Yes.
No, you're thinking of a porno title.
No, I'm not.
What up, G? I'm just here to fix your vacuum cleaner.
Stop it.
What the heck are you talking about?
I don't know. I always do like the paragraph from Old Man Murray where he says, "People often ask us two questions. The first question is often, what would we do for an all-anal, pure black film that had to have the title of an AC/DC song? Black and we say black and back is your answer. The other one is, when will Daikatana be released? We don't know that one." I don't know. We may have to bleep that out later. But
what cards do you guys got in your game machines?
Are those the NVIDIAs?
Yeah, we have GeForce 32 DDR.
Man, those things are awesome.
Yeah, they are
so
fast.
They're pretty nice, especially with Quake 3.
I know. I was not much of a Quake 3 junkie, and I've been playing on you guys' machines.
It's so freaking pretty, you know?
It really is pretty.
It's lush.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're looking at it, and it's like 1280 by 1024 or whatever, and you're just like, this was 320 by 200, and we thought it was so cool, and 256 colors, and it was Doom, and it was...
Yeah, they were demoing Quake 3 on the NVIDIA at like 640 by 480. It was going like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of frames per second.
Yeah, you just can't see it.
Faster I can detect. Oh, yeah.
And what's the point? You know, your mouse can't move fast enough to keep up.
Your brain can't.
Your brain melts, you know.
So, Jeff, tell us about B.
All right, so the deal is, apparently, is that their director of marketing talked to some press group in Austria, and
something got lost in the translation.
The press group in Austria kind of mucked up the translation, and so they said they issued this release saying that B will be discontinuing BOS and just working on BIA, which is their internet appliance, which is, in fact, a crock of hooey. What the guy actually said was that
they were going to be going into the toast-making business.
Yes, yeah.
Actually,
they'll be doing...
Vaseline and toast.
No, what?
Flavored Vaseline on toast.
Stop it.
Cherry lean.
What they're actually doing...
It's a petroleum jelly sandwich.
Quality petrol products.
Butter lean.
Oh, God.
God.
No.
That's terrible.
Better than Crisco? More lubricating than Vaseline.
No.
Stop it.
He's back.
I can't believe
back.
It's not petroleum.
All right. So what they're actually doing is that the guy said that Microsoft has such a stranglehold on the desktop market that they're going to apply most of their engineering force into the BIA stuff, which is their internet appliance machines. They're working on one with some hardware companies. But instead, all the stuff they do in the BIA, they will be putting back into BOS, so it's not dead or anything like that. So it's a giant no story that's only a story because people screwed up.
This is kind of like, what was the thing with, we had this a while back with the Madonna translation. I'm trying to remember
Her translation where it was Madonna talking to someone in an Italian newspaper, and then it was translated back into English, and it was absolutely terrible.
Right.
Have you ever seen the episode of News Radio where
Super
the
Karate Monkey Death Car? Yes!
That's a great node, by the way, the Super Karate Monkey Death Car node.
So basically, this guy writes a book in English. It gets translated to Japanese. It's a bestseller in Japan, and it gets translated back into English, and he's reading it. And it's, you know, John went to his palatial hut, and he got out of his Super Monkey Death Car and slew his enemies with great force.
God bless translation.
I'd like to actually propose something along those lines. Whenever we speak of B, we should always say it in a French accent in honor of Jean-Louis Gasset.
B.
B.
Yes, so B is going to use the internet appliance, you know, like that. Yeah. In fact, everybody out there should do this.
All right.
You're a trendsetter, Chris.
Maybe we should change all of the stuff in /.net so that from now on it's B with a little tilde over the
top. Yeah, totally.
No, an
French flag,
like a rude.
We can replace the icon with like a bagel, or not?
It could
be kind of like
a bagel, a baguette.
That's what I'm thinking. A croissant. Yes.
That could be kind of like the
croissant shaped like
the French Jerry Lewis thing.
Sweet.
Oui, oui. Could be the
because they're already curved, so you could use two, and then it would be like. Never mind. I'm an idiot. I accept this now. So what else have we got news-wise happening, Mr. Hemos?
Let's see. Real Players using Mozilla, but that's not very interesting.
What?
Well, and from now on, whatever we talk about,
I'm totally against Real Player. I think Real Player. They just put so many ads on my desktop that it drives me nuts, you know? I don't know.
None of the functionality and none of the stability.
Hey, dude, talk into your microphone more straight.
No.
I'm losing you.
No, you are dumb.
No, I was trying to download. Actually, this is kind of interesting. I was thinking about posting this later today. The original version of George Lucas's THX movie. The original version of that was a 15-minute student film, you know, which is eventually remade with the Robert Duvall.
Oh, THX 1138.
Yeah, which I've never seen because the video rental places in Holland, I tried to rent it three times, and every time the tape has been damaged. So I've given up on ever seeing that one. Anyway,
Just a quick note to all the listeners out there. That's because I went around and I broke all of them.
Actually, there is not a working tape of THX-1138 anywhere. It's all a giant gag.
It's not a real movie.
It's orchestrated by Andy Kaufman before his death.
Basically, what they're trying to convince you is that George Lucas went to film school as an excuse for Jar Jar Binks. It's a film school thing. Trust me.
These are people gonna disintegrate?
There's nothing
to do to make fun.
Adam Films is gonna be distributing the original student film version of it that you can download. So I actually installed Real Video on my box this morning, and then Netscape proceeded to crash when I tried to download the stream. But
Netscape crash.
Netscape, yeah, the Real Player plugin for Netscape has some issues. You basically just want to delete it.
Yeah, issues, like, I'd like to bitch slap it a lot.
Use the Real Player, not the plugin. You'll be happy.
Yeah. All right.
What do you think would be an appropriate accent for talking about Netscape?
Well, let's see. They're owned by what, AOL?
So a Southern accent.
AOL is... Well, you just had this whole thing about the gay thing, so, I mean, we could talk with that accent.
Okay. You are offensive today, aren't you?
I am Mr. Offensive.
Hello to the last two listeners.
Are there any social groups that we haven't offended yet?
We can offend me.
The National Organization of Women and...
Approximately 5 nanoseconds.
I like boobs. Them in an
early How's that? That's pretty good. Note to my girlfriend, I love you, and I was kidding.
I'm really sorry.
I'm not really a sexist, racist, homophobe.
No, I wasn't kidding about liking them. I mean, I like yours, but
I hate everybody else's, but, I mean, no, I mean, oh, no.
Can we edit this in post-production? Please?
Sure. How about if I just didn't talk? Nate promises.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Don't worry. No one's ever going to hear any of your offensive remarks.
Oh, no. I'm
Except
dead.
When I mix them with a techno beat. I like boobs.
Results of the Boomerang Project, which was being done in Antarctica, have come out, and essentially, we possibly have a measure of the universe's curvature now.
It's 4.
Yeah, 4.
It was actually it's 5.
It's 4, but anticlimactic.
4, but we have a whole new unit system to deal with.
Assumptions.
So, okay, I found the Madonna translation thing, dude. Madonna, let's cut toward the hunt. Are you a bold, hussy woman that feasts on men who are tops? That's a question that he asked her.
She says, yes.
Yes, this is certainly something that brings to the surface my longings. In America, it's not considered to be mentally ill when a woman advances on her prey in a discotheque setting with hearty cocktails present. And there's...
You know, I have thought that for years.
And there's a more normal attitude toward leather play toys that also makes my day. Oh, that's great. Search for Madonna on Slashdot. Find this story. It's if you haven't read it, it's the funniest thing in the universe. Excluding your mom.
Now we're offending mothers.
It's Mother's Day. Jeez,
dude,
can
you edit out Rob in post production?
Yeah, I didn't talk this week.
I think we may be fading the music back in. You know what that means?
Oh, we're out of time.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also out of
these
people
shows are
to
way
offend.
Short. Who can I offend? Who can I? Ooh. All right, I can offend a lot of people. We got more time. Oh, crap. Jerk.
I mean,
see,
really,
they're too short.
He's
toying with our
emotions.
A lot
of people would like them to be much, much longer, like hours, hours, and hours.
Like, you know, 8 hours. Like, you know, they just sit down and record Jeff and I's office.
Yeah, really. And you guys just literally read slash that. And then the next comment by Bruce Barron.
I'm going to submit
five. And
no, next comment by Bruce Penis.
That's
one of the copy names.
This is Bruce Perens with a period on the end. This is Bruce Perens with a comma on the end. This is Bruce _ Perens. This is Bruce - Perens.
Everybody
Perens
in this room has
three.
Like 4 different people who have just
at least.
Name,
there's
I mean,
so
not
many variations.
You guys though.
There's so many variations on Commander Taco. It's just ridiculous.
Commander Bruto.
This thing was actually written. This Madonna thing was actually done by Gary Trudeau.
Like the cartoonist?
I don't know. I think it's spelled differently.
Well, it's not Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah,
Trudeau. Remember the guy who
he
was the 800 guy? He was like, I read on the internet that this is true. Therefore, it is. So,
hey. May we talk about your other baby, your movie, then? Please do not be denying the similarities between you and Evita.
She was a Hispanic woman. You are a blonde from California.
I am a tip-top starlet.
No, she's from the Detroit area.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. So she's like one of the Michigan
Madonna.
Homies, right?
For our state.
Madonna Ciccone. She's all Michigander.
I didn't even know that.
I am a tip-top starlet. That is my job that I am paid to do.
So is Jillian Anderson.
No kidding.
She lived in Grand Rapids for a while.
Like that's she's originally from Kalamazoo, isn't she?
The very airport that we fly out of, Jillian Anderson has probably also flown through.
Oh wow!
Do you think one of the seats might have touched her butt
every single freaking time? Like we
until they did
the renovation. I go there and rub my genitals all over everything just to. Oh wait! I should be saying this part.
Post production.
Holy cow! Okay, well,
post fix it.
It was good that you listened to us for a little while and then stopped because it was horrible.
We'll catch you next week. We promise to be...
Send all complaints to root@slash.org.
Yeah. Well, oh, by the way, we did kurt@thepope.org. Yeah, we're serious about the whiskey recipes.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
If you made it all the way through the show, he needs these. It's very important because he's really hungover today, and we feel that the only way to fix that is his whiskey.
We will try them all and judge them and put them back on.
That's right. Our summary of alcoholism.
Kurt will do it all.
We're going to watch... Actually, we should have a Kurt cam where we just, you know, broadcast Kurt getting drunk.
Boy, do we have that much bandwidth?
I hope. We're going to need more. And then we got a Sparrow C3.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oy, that was funny. Oh, more things that we're having a good time.
That's right. Well, that's what this is all about.